My brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed Easter. We are in the octave of Easter. Each day this week, as you know, is a solemnity. So we have the Gloria at each of our Masses this week. And you're going to receive a second homily. The first homily was given to you by St. Peter himself. And the church is wisely pointing out that he is standing up during Pentecost. It's connecting the beginning of this season with the end of the season, which is Pentecost. And Peter's standing up and giving his homily on the very day of Pentecost. And what is he doing? He's recounting for everyone what we just experienced yesterday and what we're going to experience every day this week, and that is the resurrection, the resurrected body of Christ. Jesus is resurrected. And now that the Holy Spirit has come at Pentecost, Peter has the power inside of him to proclaim that, to see it clearly. They're incredulous, as we know, when Mary Magdalene tells them. Mary Magdalene herself is incredulous. So many are just slow to believe. But we get this first reading at the beginning of the Easter season to remind us of what we all firmly believe because the Holy Spirit is in us, because we have received the grace to profess God. It changes our entire lives. When the Holy Spirit moves in our hearts and we're able to say what really happened, that Jesus Christ, even though he has died, is risen from the dead. Let's allow that to imbue our every thought and every action so that we don't get caught up in the things of this world and bogged down with the heaviness in our lives. Let's allow that the Holy Spirit to move us and proclaim Jesus truly risen. Jesus comes to us and gives us himself, his risen body in the Eucharist. We prepare our hearts to receive Jesus himself now.